men of genius.
Real men of genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Cell Phone Holster Wearer.
Mr. Cell Phone Holster Wearer.
A six-shooter? No. A two-handed broadsword? No. Your hip is permanently strapped with 3 inches of cold cellular steel, and you're not afraid to use it.
As long as I'm not roaming.
Through optimal cellular positioning, you answer calls in under a second. Anything over that, and you might as well be using smoke signals.
Barbecue!
Ignoring the fact that cell phones are now small enough to fit in your pocket, you tell the world, I have a cell phone, and it's not in my pocket.
I'm just happy to see you.
So crack open an ice cold Bud Light, oh hero of the holster, because on our speed dial, you'll always be number one.
Mr. Cell Phone Holster
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hello and welcome to week, well, it's the wildcard week in review, first week of the playoffs. Didn't publish a podcast last week, a little busy, a few things going on, but ultimately I'm back for one of the last episodes for the year. It was 3 matchups. Of course, we lost the vast majority of half the league last week, not the vast majority. We've now lost the majority. Next week, we'll have lost the vast majority. But we lost half of our league at the end of last season. And in respect to that, I thought I would just quickly make note of the fact that the Budgies this week went and scored 158. Docker scored 95. Maulers scored 135. Finns scored 142. And the Hamsters scored 140. And in saying that, all but the Dockers would have actually beaten all of those who made the playoffs. And the Dockers would actually have won half of the matchups they most likely would have been in. It was nutty, to say the least. And I think it's just the way we've all come to know fantasy football. Because in another league, I lost by a point, and it was Jalen Hurts going for a rush right at the end of the game. Will was in a league where the last pass to Metcalf actually beat him by 1.3. They actually do the percentages, the fractional scoring. So we've all got stories. And they suck at times. That's why we love it, and that's why we do it. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go through the games very, very quickly, and I will just touch on the teams that are out, because you got to, I think, take a moment and say farewell. So the Devils 76 defeated the Cows 67 in I was going to say a barn burner. Maybe it was a barn erector, because it certainly wasn't a barn burner by any stretch. The Devils with Allen 15 and Eckler 6. CeeDee Lamb continues to be solid, 18. He was very, very good. Wilson 5. Just what a remarkably disappointing season for the Jets. Ferguson 10, Spears 4, Hill 1, special teams 17, and nothing on the bench. 76. It was enough. The Cows 67, 15 to Mahomes, 5 to Barkley, so they were able to pull together 20 points with that trade. 8 to Ridley, 12 to Sutton, 12 to Hockenson, 9 to Swift. Swift looked like he might have been able to do it, but not to be. Flowers 1. Special teams ended up with 5. Packers ended up with minus 4. So it's a goodbye to the cows. I'm shocked. There were the majority of the season, I truly thought that they were the best team we had. They made a trade, and good on them for doing that, because they really did work to try and get it done. I don't know what to say, really. Hill and Allen, number one and number three wide receiver in our league, both have the same week off injured. Is just, it's hard to fathom. And just brutal. Losing Tank Dell 2 weeks ago, he was on fire. Everyone's got injury stories, don't get me wrong. But nobody has got an injury story that takes number one, number five. And I think at the time, Tank Dell was actually like, you know, number seven. All three of them, Gonski. Super unlucky. It's going to be interesting. They're going to have great keepers, blah, 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 blah. We'll see how they go next year. But just really disappointing, especially scoring 67. The Costanzas 119 defeated the Muddies 91. Costanzas, Murray had 8, 2 for Hall, 9 for Moore. Huge game from Rice, 24. Looks good. Just, you know, great rookie on a great team. 6 for Pitts. Can't imagine he's ever going to get kept again. 7 for 4, 37 for Waddle. The Cows' loss was the Costanzas' victory, and then they had a monstrous 26 on special teams. On the bench, Connor had 17, 16 for Deontay Johnson, 14, and an unbelievable catch by Smith and Jigba. There's a lot of talent on this Costanzas side of the ball, and they remain the one seed. For the Muddies, I probably would say their best season. In a long, long time. So they had an amazing year. Tua had 16, 25 for Williams, 4 for Hopkins. That was a good trade, a real quiet, silent one that got him into the playoffs in the first place. 34 for Cup. Higbee had 7. Robinson with minus 2. Probably the ugliest game you could possibly imagine at the wrong time, but that happens. Pickens got 7. Special teams didn't score, with McManus getting a point and the Cowboys going minus 1 when the Cowboys probably won them 4 games this year. Devastating. So, a great year for the Muddies. The Muddies are also eliminated. And in the final game, the Crabs 123 defeated the Wipeouts 92. For the Crabs, 6 for Howe, 15 for Kamara, 11 for Pittman. Smith had 10, 28 for LaPorta, stud, White 21. Just for the record, no one kind of gives a shit, but White was a steal in the draft and ended up, he's currently the 4th ranked running back, which is amazing. 15 for Jefferson, maybe back, 17 for special teams. On the bench, Zay Jones had 10, but he was injured. McLaurin, breakout with 31. Nothing else really to report. For the Wipeouts, they're not done. No goodbyes here. They only scored 92. It was one of their down weeks, and it revolved a lot around the Cowboys. 3 for Prescott, 7 for Pollard. Diggs continues to be a little worrisome. 8, 12 for Metcalf. Right at that end, I mentioned the last couple of catches. McBride's been awesome. 25 for him. Really, really good. 16 for White. It was nervousness on Thursday night when he put in somebody who just goes nuts in a 63-21 victory. Nacua, definitely the find of the year. 10, and special teams had 11. On the bench, Brown had 22, obviously with Collins and Dell out. Brown was very, very solid. Palmer had 30 without Allen. and Slayton had 10. Mayer had 13. So there's points on that bench. Got to pick the right team now as we get into the next week. Now, I'll call it early to say that I've got to get Aaron to clarify where we're at with next week. My understanding at this point, and I'm not changing this, I believe that the Crabs now go into the other side of the draw and play the Devils. And as the loser of this week, the Wipeouts now play the one seed. I will get confirmation from Aaron. But on the basis of that, I'm going to just let it go next week and just say that the matchups are going to be great. The games are going to be great as we get to the Christmas weekend. There are some unbelievable games with high level of importance. The NFL is extremely close this year. It's been close in the RBFFL. There's been a lot of leagues where I found it to be pretty close. So that's the way it's been. I'm going to wrap up now and say I won't be talking to you again until after Christmas. So have a fantastic Christmas, everybody. Enjoy it. I will be talking to you. It'll be my Boxing Day probably when I do this, but it'll be the day after for you guys. Enjoy the break. I will reiterate that I will be in Australia in January. I have a few dates that I'd love the opportunity to catch up with you guys if anybody's around. I will be in Melbourne as well. Not that anybody actually lives in Melbourne, but somebody I know well actually lives pretty close to Melbourne. And even though there's body of water in between where they live in Melbourne, regardless, it would be great to catch up with you guys in the new year. I haven't been back to Australia for a little while because of worldwide pandemics and things of that nature. But I'm sure we'll all get a chance to catch up if the situation and the timing's right. So enjoy Christmas with everybody, to you and to the family. I just love this group of guys that have stayed friends through a mutual hobby that we all love. And when I talk to people about what we do and what we've got here, they are completely mesmerized. They don't 100% believe me. And I think the reason why is because it's kind of ridiculously rare. I did have someone suggest that we may actually it may be worth our while writing a Netflix documentary on us. I'm actually hoping Brad Pitt would play the commissioner, certainly the early years when it was forming. I could really see that kind of working exactly into the way the commissioner kind of acted and looked and his gravitas. But you know, we can get there in the future as far as trying to pick the right people to play the right parts. Regardless, it's amazing what we have here. I hope it continues. I know that Will is heavily invested, desperate to take on a team at some point. He knows that it's unlikely in his lifetime. Well, maybe in our lifetime, but who knows? Have a great Christmas, everybody. Enjoy the holidays, and I will talk to you on the other side when we have two Super Bowl contenders. Good luck to the Costanzas, to the Wipeouts, to the Devils, and I'm hoping for good luck too. Bye for now.
Bud Light presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today we salute you, Mr. Losing Locker Room Reporter.
Mr. Losing Locker Room Reporter.
Wherever a semi-naked man is crying like a schoolgirl because he lost a ball game, you are there.
So sad, too bad now.
Why did they lose? Because some millionaire dropped the ball. A millionaire who needs a mic stuck in his face on national television. Go ahead, wear your cashmere blazer to work. No one's going to pour champagne on it where you're going.
They'll just lose us.
So crack open an ice-cold Bud Light, oh bringer of bad news. You're not a big loser. You just interview them.
Don't want to talk about it.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.